I'd like to call the meeting to order. Cliff, would you mind taking roll, please?
I'd be happy to. Mr. Clark?
Here.
Ms. Jacob?
Here.
Ms. Leach?
Here.
Ms. Mackey Ross?
Here.
Mr. Chilton?
Here.
Ms. Marin? Mr. Andrews?
Present.
Council Liaison Klein?
Here.
And we have quorum.
Thank you. Okay, let me get a hold of my agenda here. I just need to ask you one question, Cliff. Why aren't the minutes ready for the past meeting? What happened?
We're readjusting some of our minutes because we're going audio. So, and quite honestly, it's just we haven't had time to do them. But for future reference, the minutes are going to really predominantly pertain to actions and up to dates. And then the general discussions will be incorporated as part of the audio in the files that the public can access. I think we talked about this the other day, Mr. Rose and all of us, and that's the way we think it's for our boards and commissions that are not required to be verbatim. That's just what they feel is a more effective way of doing that. So we're going to start doing that. So you'll have the minutes, I promise, at the next meeting.
Yeah. We just had a lot of roundtable discussion that past month, Cliff. So I just would like us to have the opportunity to review it. Sure. I understand your process right now, but let us just review it, okay?
Okay. Well, the audios are always in the public files, so okay. As well. So I get them in there right away.
That's great. Okay. Does anybody else have any questions about the last month's minutes for the meeting? Okay. Then let's go ahead and proceed with the old business. That is discussion pertaining to the University City Civic Plaza District. At this moment, why don't we just, I'm gonna go ahead and call Frank Ohlendorf or Etsy Hamilton, whichever one would like to speak first and hear from them, okay?
Leading.
I'm sorry?
Frank is leading.
Thank you, Esley.
Yeah.
Frank?
Okay. The packet was full of information that hopefully answered some of the questions. I'd like to run through those real quick. First, there were questions about the adoption of the master plan back in 1985. Turns out it was 1986.
Right.
In the packets, you'll find an excerpt from the minutes, which shows how the plan was being adopted. And it also gives what we thought the plan was all about at the time, that it serves as guidelines and so on. So I think it's kind of interesting reading as to what the expectations were for the comprehensive plan. Members also asked for excerpts from the city's comprehensive plan of 2005, and those are in the packet showing that historic preservation is one of the top goals of the plan. Also, there was discussion of the ongoing city council study of the police station location, the annex possibilities, and 630 Trinity restoration. So we put in the minute in your packets the 3 minutes of three prior city council study sessions. You can get up to date on what the council's considerations have been for those two historic sites. The council met again last week with another study session. I can tell you that the next step is that the city manager has been authorized to get some financial information about borrowing and bond issues and so on. So they're into, the council's into looking at the financial aspects of all this. And I'm sure that council liaison could answer any questions you might have on that process, but it's still going on.
Well, Frank, I think we'll let Alita talk with that at the time of the council, unless there's any questions that people have right now. Does anybody have any questions regarding the Civic Plaza plan dated 1985-86? Okay.
Okay. On the plan, do you want me to get into that next, or?
You can go ahead and get into it, Frank, but I think we need to limit it. We understand where you're going. We understand your passion, and we understand, you know, that this does need to be implemented. But I think there's a couple things we need to do first, but go ahead.
Well, the master plan update, I think, is, again, to remind everyone, very important, because you will be receiving within the next 6, 8, 10 months, plans for 5 of the 14 sites in the Civic Plaza. You'll be receiving plan for Harvard School, for the annex, for the old library, for City Hall. So I think it's important that you have an up-to-date plan. I put in the packet a list of the 14 sites in the Civic Plaza Historic District. It's in the form of a worksheet so that you can see what the sites are and have place to make notes on what happens going forward. The plan itself, there's one action that you could begin this evening, and that's to determine the boundaries of the plan. That will obviously limit or expand the study. The only changes to the boundaries that need to be considered at this time are two. One is COCA has added, for their expansion, they've added a lot of property to what's in the historic district now. So we need to add that lot so that their whole complex is in the historic district. The other is that the city has officially rezoned the Delmar School property to a commercial development, and it will no longer meet the conditions of the historic district. So that boundary should be adjusted to keep the Harvard School in the district, the Delmar School out of the district. So two minor changes: add to COCA and subtract the Delmar property. Oh,
and also, Frank, the 630 Trinity needs to be included in the district.
It has been.
Oh, okay. All right.
630 Trinity, I'm sorry, I missed that. The 630 Trinity was added to the historic district 2 years ago by the city council. So that's
it. All right. Mm-hmm.
There are only two more changes.
Now, let me qualify something. Before you get farther, Frank, let me qualify something. We talked about the 540 Trinity, and we talked about the 630 Trinity. Which is the number that goes for the old library? 540?
630 Trinity.
Oh, 630. Okay, excuse me.
630 okay. Trinity is the old library.
Thank you.
In the packet is a proposed plat for the Delmar Harvard property, which will give the attorneys the legal description that they need. But there is a plat map in the packet that shows the property I'm talking about.
Okay.
Now, the main thing that I'd like to talk about is the master plan update. I've put in the packet a one-page plan, and I'd like to kind of just briefly run through that pretty quickly. And one thing that's not on that plan that I should have put number one is to schedule tours. I think probably the first thing we need to do is, and Donna, you, I think you mentioned this to me too, that as soon as possible, we would like to assist you with scheduling tours of the historic plaza with all the members of the commission. Mm-hmm. Ashley and I are available at your pleasure, but that is something you might talk about this evening. Then the plan itself, the first part of my memo is number A, transparency and participation. I think we need to agree on who all is going to be involved in this process. And the ones that I thought were most important, I've listed here. There are 14 properties. There are 9 owners. UCity owns 4 pieces. Washington University owns 3. And then the others have single owners. So there's 4 property, 9 owners. I think the owners or their architect should be part of this process. I think they should be given, they should be advised that we're about to update the plan. We would like them to be a part of it. We need to contact each of them to find out what plans they have for the future, what ideas they have to contribute. And there are probably many other questions, but the first group we should contact is the 9 owners. Second, we need to contact University Heights number 1, because part of the Civic Plaza is actually in University Heights number 1 and is subject to their indentures, plus their neighbors. So they need to be involved, and certainly the neighbors, the immediate neighbors, should be advised that this study is going on so that they can be informed and have something to say about it. And then I would ask that the members of that they, each of you, think about who else ought to be involved.
Well, I think we need to take it step by step.
Right. You know. Now let me go then to the specific tasks.
Okay.
And there's about a paragraph at the bottom of that page. And this basically is my outline of how I'm suggesting this plan would work. That first of all, we need to have an architect consultant, and that consultant should be picked fairly soon. You could start that process this evening by requesting an appropriation from the city. And I'm suggesting, if you've had a chance, I sent just this afternoon Bill Chilton's estimate of what it would cost. He's indicating that he estimates it would cost, if we had a consultant do the whole project, $40,000 to $45,000. But if we had considerable input by members of the commission and by volunteers like Esley and I and members of the committee, if we could do a lot of the groundwork, that we could get that consultant's cost down perhaps to about $20,000. So if you take a look at Bill's recommendation, I would suggest that you ask for an appropriation of somewhere between $20,000 and $25,000. That would go to the city manager, who would decide whether or not to take it to the city council. And I would indicate that you have a number of people willing to help, and that I'm hopeful that we can get this job done for even less than $20,000, but I think you should have somewhere between $20,000 and $25,000 appropriated. Then as far as picking the consultant, there are only 3 firms that I have any remembrance that they have a thorough knowledge of our historic Civic Plaza.
Well, actually, Frank, there's a 4th one. The Chiodini Architects is the fourth one. Yeah.
So I would suggest that the selection by the city and the Preservation Commission should be from among the pre-qualified architectural firms. And I've listed 3.
Yeah, now, I understand 3. I just know that the 4th one is Chiodini and Associates, but that's up to them. Bill, do you want to tag in, since Frank has mentioned you were notified as to the cost of this? Do you want to talk about that? Bill, are you there? Chilton?
Yeah, no, I needed to unmute things.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no, Frank just asked me to see if I could work up some costs. Okay. And I just looked at some past projects at the company I work for. And arrived at those costs. The architecture fee is, I guess, less sure in a sense. The cost, the construction cost estimator, is inexpensive.
Okay.
So that was for the cost estimator, I had, I believe, $1,500 to $2,000 for their fee.
Okay.
Well, they, and I should mention that architects provide, many of them do, provide in-house construction cost estimating, mm-hmm. but architects do not have a good expertise in that regard. So a professional cost estimator, and there's a couple in town, they do a wonderful job and they are inexpensive. So I personally recommend a separate cost estimator from the architect.
So you don't want their in-house person, you'd rather have a separate firm for that. Is that correct, Bill?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And that question can be posed to any of the architects that would be considered. They can explain their cost estimating and the level of expertise that they provide. And they just don't have the historical data, the cost data that's specific to St. Louis that cost estimators have. Typically, architects are referencing a reference called RS Means.
Right.
But anyway, that's where that sits.
Okay, the numbers, Bill, that Frank was mentioning, first he had a figure about 40,000, is that correct, Frank? And then you got it down to about 20,000 to 25,000, is that right, what I heard just a few minutes ago?
Correct.
Bill, was that the same numbers that you were talking about with Frank at this time for just an estimate?
So let me find that.
I can send that. I sent that to the city this for a citizen comment this afternoon. Mm-hmm. I can resend that tomorrow. Apparently it didn't get
it got forwarded.
Yeah, we got it.
We have received it from the city. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got that.
Okay, we got
that. Well, in that email string is just my email to Frank.
Okay.
And he just forwarded that on.
Right. So then the last thing I want to go through is the work schedule. There are about five items that have to be done. This is really what I think the plan is. First, we have to update what's happened in the last 35 years to all these buildings. We're about half done with that. We've gone through 20 years worth of minutes of the HPC, because any change has to come to you. And Cliff's been a great help. He's looking for some more minutes that we haven't found yet. And between Esley and I, we pretty much know what the changes have been. So by the end of this month, I'm confident that we're going to have an update for each of these 14 properties of what's happened the last 35 years. We could use some help if members of the commission, if they would be interested in doing some of this research, we could use a little help if anyone's interested in that. And the next step would be to draft, by the end of September, we will have the research done. And then for your October 15th meeting, I think we could have a draft ready for you to review of what's happened the last 35 years. And the next step would be to talk about what the guidelines, as you recall in the plan, there's a one page sketch of each of the properties, City Hall and the annex. There's a page on each and it has a sketch of that property and it has notes about what should be improved and what should be
changed and
stored and corrected. Those maps all need to be upgraded. And I think we can, with the help of members of the Commission, and especially the Historic Preservation Commission, the ordinance calls for two of the members to be architects, and your current architect members are Donna and Bill. So this puts a lot of burden on them to participate. For example, Donna and I have already looked at three or four of the buildings and kind of shared thoughts on what needs to be done. We need to do that with all 14.
Yes.
And so I'm counting on it. And I know Bill and Donna are willing to help out. Certainly Esley and I are. So I think by the middle of October, we could probably have a beginning draft of what we see that needs to be done on these buildings. Some of them have been like the Lewis Center, the Washington University building. They've done an unbelievably thorough job. It's gorgeous. I thought the City Hall was the gem of the historic plaza, but Lewis Center is now right up there. They've done a fantastic job. So
good.
That's going to be, as far as future needs, it's going to be blank.
Yes.
I have not been rehabbed, but I think we can pretty much get that done with our local, you and I working together.
Well, Frank, I just want to add, can I just jump in?
Yeah.
I've been walking the Civic Plaza and with the master plan in hand, and there's been a number of projects that have been done. I didn't realize how well the plan has been implemented. I mean, we talk about the COCA building, we talk about the resolution of the parking issue over at that end.
Right.
There's the apartments that have been beautifully renovated, and including kind of their rear kind of alley areas that are
right.
Just looking great, and then the Lewis Center. So I was happy to see a lot of progress that's been made.
Yeah, and that's what we'll be doing on the tour. We can point out and also ask people what you think. And then when you get the plan, you're absolutely right, Bill. The City Hall was totally rehabbed, but that was 15 years ago. And there are two or three new problems that have just come up in the last couple of years. So those new problems, we can cross off the old ones, but now we'll have to add three new ones to it. So it's that kind of process on each building that within 3 or 4 weeks, I'm sure we can get it pretty well done, and then put it in the hands of the architect consultant to really do a very detailed review of each of these buildings. But we will have given him a lot to work with. We will have done the groundwork and would cut down the consultant cost.
Now,
the next section, once you get that, then we would get into that phase of what for the future do you want to put on each of these? As again, example of City Hall, you would be putting on there that the roof leaks have to be repaired as soon as possible. And so it'd be that kind of a thing for each building. And that's where the consultant would be. We could all get together and do an initial walk around the way that Donna, that you and I have, and as Bill's saying, we could come up with a pretty good list, but the architect consultant would have to really get the detailed picture.
Yeah, and we could help them with that.
Correct. Okay. So I think that putting up the guidelines, the other thing that needs to be studied and is the public projects. And this is the last section. The public projects, I mean the streetscape, the street lighting, the trees, the landscaping, the sidewalks, the traffic layout, and there was a list of about 9 projects that were set out in 1985. 5 or 6 of them have been completed. A couple of them are partially done, and a couple of them haven't even been started yet. So that list, again, by walking around, taking a look at the plans, we'll update it and show you where it is. And then, for example, one that needs to be done is the area behind City Hall and the fire station, the old Delmar Harvard playground. We need to decide where the street's going. Well, where is the street going to be? And have a layout for the rest of the plaza. And again, that'll take our input, but a lot of work on behalf of the consultant. But basically, I think if we set each of your next 3 meetings, October 15th, November, and December, and have specific tasks to be completed by those dates. And it's spelled out in my memo here. I'm not going to read you all.
Ask Cliff one question.
Detail there. There's kind of a schedule there, and I think we could get this done easily, possibly by December, but easily by the end of January. So,
Cliff,
answer questions or take part or.
Well, Frank, I need to verify something. Cliff first, okay? Cliff, do we have a lot on our schedule for the next 3 or 4 months? Or what is your advice at this time about that?
Well, it's hard to determine because of, you know, you're so driven by, generally by action items, such as requests and things like that. So, you know, if all of a sudden I get 5 or 6 of them, the next month's meeting could be very, very full. This is what I see from what's been presented here. And I agree. I mean, you want to protect your historical character, you want to update your master plan like you would any other plan, and you want to do it right, and I'm all for it. I'm all, and staff is here to help you. That said, I think we need to, I know we want to get it done sooner and later, but there's a lot of factors we need to consider as we go through this process. For example, if this is going to be a regulatory type of document within your zoning ordinance, you start to get into taking issues without following a process of proper notification to property owners who may lose their particular rights of the property. So we have to be very careful there. I mean, having a plan is one thing. Having a plan with teeth that has enforcement power over an individual property is another. And so I think we got to determine what is the long-term intent of this plan? And if it's going to be regulatory, it's not that we need to reach out to these property owners, it's we're required to reach out to these property owners and get them involved. So that's one thing. The other thing is when you start to look at utilization of funding, and I know the city manager's office, Frank knows this better than me, they have a certain flexibility to bring in individuals for special jobs and consultants, but I'm guessing even though we know there's 3 experts that are familiar with this in terms of engineers, they're gonna have to show that to us on paper. So we're probably gonna have to RFP it and see how they are stronger than anybody else. I don't like going into plans by just selectively picking them. We need to follow a formal process. So those are some of the things that I think we need to consider and could slow us down a bit. And Frank, I understand we want to get this done, and you need to preserve the character of the historic Civic Plaza, and that's what we all want to do. But I just want to make sure we do it right and follow the formal process.
Okay, Cliff, thank you. Esley, you were wanting to chime in a moment ago. What did you want to add?
Oh, I just said I had taken it for granted that we would be that you would be discussing with all the candidates for the position. You won't just choose one based on hearsay.
I don't think that's the commission's decision to choose a candidate for this. If the council wants us to, we'll consider it. I thought the city council would be choosing that architect or estimator, whatever goes for the updating. Okay.
My initial thought would be we would do a very similar to a comprehensive plan or any other type of strategy. We would RFP it out based on input from this commission, because you would in a sense be the steering committee of this.
Right.
We would build the RFP based upon that, put the RFP out, and then you would have the opportunity to in a sense interview those individuals for that position, then make your recommendation that would go to mayor and council for their review.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Great. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine. Is there any other questions or comments or concerns from the commission members?
I have a bunch of questions.
Thank you, Sandy. Go ahead.
I feel like I don't know what's going on here. It says, update to the 2020 individual property guidelines master plan. So that's the 2005 master plan. I couldn't find anything that correlated with individual property guidelines.
Frank, go ahead and answer that since you put that on your list.
Which guideline? The individual property restoration guidelines?
Both that and the, or is it, are you referring to the same thing in both that paragraph and the second paragraph below that?
The individual property guidelines and restoration guidelines are in the master plan, and there's two on page.
You've got pages 7 through 37.
Yeah, it didn't correlate.
Yeah, the individual property guidelines, there's one page for each structure, and that's page 19 through 33.
Can I offer
33. Now, prior to that, on page 18 are 10 standards that apply to all properties in the plaza.
Can I offer an option here?
Look at page 18. Those are standards that apply to all 14 properties. And then page 19 to 33 are the guidelines for each of the individual properties. Does that make any sense?
I guess so. Cliff, what did you want to add?
I think what I can offer, from a staff standpoint, if we're going to start to build a scope, so to speak, if that's what the goal is here, to build a scope on how to move forward and get
Correct.
Those individual components within it, if I had all the material, I'd have to have all the material that you're going to present as a staff. This is typically the way I would do it with a planning commission type of case. I need every bit of information in a giving me time to generate like a staff report or something that I could present to you formally as a commission that would have a breakdown of these are what we think we're looking to achieve here. These are the measurable goals. This is the process that we would recommend we follow. Bring that back to you as a historic preservation commission. You can have some additional input into it, and then you give me your recommendation on a walking order with that. And then what I would do is take that to, like I would any other particular case, take that recommendation, discuss it, and then if it goes to the council agenda for review, if Mr. Rose wants me to come back and further evaluate it with you, we can move forward. But at least we've got everything on paper in a structured format to kind of build a process to move forward.
Okay. Frank and Essie, is that okay with you? And I'm more than happy to work with you to accumulate this data so that Cliff has what he needs.
Yeah, I think I respectfully disagree with Cliff on couple of points. The I think that we're not looking to create a new plan. This isn't like a comprehensive plan with the city. Cliff's absolutely right about how it would work if this was the city's comprehensive plan. What we're doing here is just trying to update the specifics in our existing plan.
I understand
that. It's like if you're going to buy a house, you want to know what improvements are going to have to be made. What are you going to be stuck with?
I understand that, but from our prior meeting, we talked about...
Now, before that, in addition to that, I think the part, there are some parts of this, maybe 6 pages of the master plan, that do fall in the areas that Cliff is describing. And those are some of the general goals, priorities, that kind of thing. I think the commission can take a look at those perhaps at the next meeting. You could discuss the goals, just the general goals. Look at the existing ones and say, well, this isn't our goal anymore. We're after something else. I don't think you're going to find very much in the goals that you're going to want to change, but you certainly should look at the goals. If I'm wrong and you say, wow, these aren't, those goals were good in 1985, but those goals aren't so good today, then you would go through the kind of process Cliff's going through, is describing. But I would look at your present goals before you go through this detailed process that Cliff is describing. See if you're happy with those goals. See if you want to put them out for public input. See if you want to do a major revision of the goals. Take a couple of them at each meeting for the next 3 or 4 months.
But most of the other stuff. What do you have in mind?
Yeah, that's, I think Frank is saying what I had in mind also, that this is just an updating of this and kind of refresh it so that it can still serve the needs of the city as it was intended to do 35 years ago. But it's not a new document.
Yeah, it wasn't a new document either. So at least we have a base to start with. And then we can make some improvements or adjustments or what to the base.
Yeah, no, I mean,
is there any way that you could bring us, the commission I'm talking about when I say us, could you bring the commission up to speed on what you are knowledgeable of what has been improved in the Civic Plaza since 1985? Could you help us with this outside of what we can obviously see and we obviously know?
Yeah, absolutely. The big thing was the lighting and the landscaping of the two islands that the city was responsible for.
Okay, and, great.
And of course they had the whole bond issue for the city hall in those years also.
Okay. Are there any questions, comments, or concerns from the commission members?
I have more questions.
Is
this something that we are trying to make more a regulatory process or no? Okay.
No, we're just updating the existing.
Okay.
We're not trying to add new rules. Now, you may take a look at the commission. You may look at the 8 standards that apply to all the properties and say, wow, they don't have XYZ, and add 2 more standards. But we are not, that would be your call. I think the goals and the standards that we have are still valid. You'll be the ones who make that final decision. Just as I said, I think there's only 2 boundary adjustments we need to make. You may take a look at it and say, you know, there's more that you want to make. Or you might not agree with my 2, but But I think we're looking at new goals. We're just trying to update, tell you what's been done. As you know, COCA has done a great job. All you need to have is a new footprint on the map.
Yeah. Okay. Let me go to Robert. He had a comment.
Yeah. Sorry, Donna.
That's okay, Christine. Can I go to Robert first and then you?
Please.
Thank you. Robert?
No, go ahead, Christine. I'm fine for now.
I was just wondering, Cliff, if there's a line that we cross when this changes from an update to requiring a new document. How is there some amount of change that we can make or updates that we can make without having to do the process that you described?
Well, it all goes back to whether it's going to be used for regulatory or if it's just a guiding principle. If it's regulatory, you're getting into that where you're starting to tell people, this is what you must do with your property, or you have no control of it. So even if it's a simple one addition of a new regulation, you are further intensifying the regulatory document in itself. I mean, it's just where you're crossing that bridge of not being a guiding document, but just taking control in a possible taking type of situation. So that's, and I understand what they're talking about. It's not a new document. I never took it as being a new document. But what I do remember is in our last meeting, we talked about, should we even be putting the cost estimates in there? Because obviously this document today, those cost estimates from 1985, I guarantee you they're not accurate. It's a lot more to put concrete down than it was that, you know, so many years ago. So I hope I didn't go too long here, but the simple answer, Christine, is if you're going to make it a regulatory document, you have to follow that whole process.
We're not making any changes to the regulatory part of it.
So my I have a couple observations to tag along to what Cliff just said. I think first, to the extent that we do any adjustment to the boundaries, it will require an ordinance and an amendment to city code because the code defines the district. And I know we had some amount of discussion at the last meeting about the fact that the section that deals with the Civic Center Plaza Historic District has a specific reference to the commission doing sort of master planning, and that would essentially be part of the considerations that we, and in turn presumably the plan commission and or the council as applicable, would need to follow. So I think to the extent that this commission has interest in making sure that it's clear in the code that by master planning we mean this document or the update to this document that we will be doing, I don't know how we avoid saying that this is potentially regulatory in nature. That would be my concern in saying, well, we're just updating it, it's not regulatory. I mean, we're also saying, I think after our discussion last month, that's what we mean when we say that there's that master plan generally referenced in city code that the commission is supposed to look at in terms of rendering its recommendations. So I think by virtue of that, it sort of becomes regulatory.
The only piece that we're recommending that requires an ordinance change is the boundaries of the district. The boundaries of the district can only be changed by ordinance. And I'll be happy to email you tomorrow the ordinance that was adopted to add the old library, 630 Trinity. And all you need to do is change the legal description and say old library instead of COCA instead of old library. That's the only ordinance change that I foresee here. None of the stuff about reviewing plans and zoning and and site plans, none of that stuff is involved in this.
So So Frank, in 14 or in 400.1760, where we talk about the commission may prepare and recommend to the council with review opportunities, plan commission, a plan for future development of the district, and by the district it's referring to the historic East City Civic Center complex. If we were to do that and the city council were to adopt that, that isn't essentially codifying it into that provision of the code?
They are, as you read, you prepare.
Did that before.
And the council adopts it, the adjusted plan. There's no ordinance involved, no law change, there's no regulation change.
I would point out that that provision of the code was adopted in 1997 and the plan predated it. So I'm not sure we actually have done that. I guess that's really my question is if we do that and the council adopts it, isn't that essentially codifying it in a way that makes it somewhat regulatory? I don't know that, I mean, maybe this is a John Mulligan question that we need to sort of explore because
fine. I'm confident that it doesn't require it, but I think you're absolutely right. John Mulligan's the one who would.
But that's why
the authority. We're not asking to give, for instance, the Historic Preservation Commission any more power or any less power, or a little bit or just some. We're not asking for any of that. Now there might be some who would like that, and some of you might like more power. Then you'd have to get into the legal stuff.
Well, I think we need to take this one step at a time, Frank. I agree it would be nice to go ahead and incorporate the old library and COCA into the plan, okay? We can start with the basics of the 1985-86 Civic Plaza plan, and we can look at the updates that have been made to any and all buildings in the Civic Plaza, okay?
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
Could submit that question, legal question, to John Mulligan now.
Okay, why don't we have Cliff submit that to him? Cliff, would you mind working with Frank on that?
I would be happy to.
Thank you. Okay. I think we'll take it that way. Is that okay with you, Bob? Or Robert, excuse me?
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Esley, do you have any other comments or concerns to shed on this matter?
Not yet, but I'll hear what Mr. Mulligan says.
Okay, well then that's fine. We'll wait to hear from Mr. Mulligan through Cliff, and we'll get back to that. I would like to ask one question to the commission members. Do all of us want to have the Civic Plaza plan updated? Are you willing to do this? Are any of you willing to provide extra time outside of our meeting time to help proceed with this project and do it step by step in the next few months in the meeting, our scheduled meetings?
Yeah, I for one will help.
Thanks, Bill.
I feel like perhaps almost assignments should be given, but anyway.
Well, I tell you what, Bill, you're probably right. I'm going to look into that and compare it, and we'll see how that we can work that out. Okay, Christine, what is your comment?
I am happy to help. I will just tell you that I put my father in hospice today, so my circumstances are highly variable, but absolutely, I would be happy to help.
Well, good. Thank you. Well, we'll keep you informed about that, and we'll keep that in mind. Sandy?
Thank you.
Sandy Jacobson, are you willing to help?
I'd be happy to help, yes.
Thank you. Great. And Robert?
I agree that this is a necessary process. I will certainly try to make available whatever time I have, which is these days relatively limited, but I'm happy to participate as needed. If there needs to be discussions outside of our regular meetings, I'll try to make myself available.
That's good. Well, I think one of the biggest things is that all of us take the opportunity to go through the Civic Plaza. I'll be happy to meet any of us. We can all meet together and maybe an early evening and walk through it. Or if you don't have time, you want to do it yourself, that's fine, and ask us questions. And then I don't want to forget William Andrews. Are you on board for this?
Yes, I'm on board for it. I think with you being an architect and Bill being an architect, definitely looking at the plans and kind of going through you, kind of like I believe Frank mentioned that you and him have looked at two buildings and kind of pointed out kind of what's in that document, I think would be definitely very helpful. So I just ask if you do something like that, you just let me know and give enough.
We'll keep you in mind. We'll come up with a few days, maybe late afternoons, early evening, that we can walk through these plans. It's getting cooler these days, so we won't be boiling to death. And then see what we can come up with. And Christine, I understand your circumstances, but do the best you can, okay? Even if you have to do, if we have to do it for video for you, we'll do that, okay? But let's make up some, I'll send out an email privately and we'll make up those schedules. And Cliff, I'm gonna copy you and okay. Lita in on that, okay?
Okay.
Is that okay with you, Cliff?
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, well, I tell you what, since we're going to have a plan here, there's nothing really for us to vote on tonight. I think we voted that we want to proceed with this project and we want to work on it. And next thing to do is we'll have to have a walkthrough and then I'll go through it and I'll share it with Bill and Robert and the rest of you and see how we can come up with the plan so we can have realistic meetings in the next 3 months and very constructive and concise meetings. So we can get the work done, okay? And we'll spread it out over 3 or 4 months, see how it works out. At this time, since we're talking about the adjustment and we're finishing up this part of the meeting, and we really have no old business, we have one new thing. We need to go to the signage, the 524 Trinity building, which is the Coca building, okay? Has everybody looked at their part of their packet where we talked about the COCA signage?
And I'll tell you why I brought it to you. You guys reviewed this originally back in 17.
Right, we did.
Looked at it. The only reason I brought it to you, because you've already had the review, is they are asking to put the donor signs for each wing on the edges of the building. So the two that you really haven't saw is the Keener West Wing and the Faring West Wing, which are roughly eight square feet, about like that they're wanting to put up as identifiers on the edge. Mm-hmm. And, technically, if it was determined that there was no significant change to the exterior there, we could have theoretically issued a permit and notified you. But this is just me coming to you beforehand, wanting to get your input prior to issuing a permit for that signage. Because it has added some additional signage.
And to my knowledge, the signage on those two areas, both the East Wing and the West Wing, are going to be aluminum letters bolted to the building by stainless steel pins, okay?
Correct.
And the windows are already aluminum molded windows.
It matches.
So that will look consistent with the building. Okay. Does anybody have any questions or concerns on the commission? Bill, Christine, Sandy, Robert, William. Can't hear you, Bill. Oh, well. What technology doesn't take care of? Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Robert?
No, I have no questions. My initial reaction, and Mr. Cross explained it, was why does this need to come before us? My sense is this may be, based on our conversation a month ago, this may be one of the narrow instances where this commission doesn't actually need to make a recommendation on something going on in the historic plaza because it is so minor compared to what's already been approved. But given Cliff's explanation, I have absolutely no question. It looks fine to me.
That's
so I want to jump in now.
If the double check. They were using was Gothic script, then that could ruin the look of the building. So I think it is related to your work.
Well, so far it's not Gothic script, Esley.
I know, but I'm just saying as an example.
Bill, go ahead.
I was mainly referring back to the specific requirements of the ordinance, and there's nothing specific that would require the zoning administrator to send it our way if, in his discretion, he did not believe that it was material. Cliff is erring on the side of caution here by sending it to us, and I appreciate that. That was my only comment, Esley, not that there couldn't be a circumstance that would require our input.
Okay.
So far, so good. Bill, did you have a question or a comment?
Well, Cliff, you are talking about the donor signs at the east and the west.
Yes.
So, but you're saying that the larger sign, the main Coca sign, is really not an issue?
That was the original review back in 17.
Okay, so that's what I want to double check. This one here, we've already reviewed, is that right?
With the big lit up sign, the COCA, that's not an item to review?
That was in the 17 discussions, is my understanding.
That we've already passed that, or what are you saying?
I don't think signage was a part of that discussion. And that the signage there or the signage over on the garage?
Yeah, I don't remember the sign.
Some of the revised plans I saw shows the signage.
Well, Cliff, I'm under the premise that the north face of the building at the moment, which would have the letter COCA, those white letters, that those are supposed to be illuminated. Okay.
They're kind of an internally illuminated to match what's already there. So they're just replacing what's there with a little bit of an internal illumination.
Yeah, they describe, they want to say, hang on just a second.
It's sort of backlit with LED to illuminate what is otherwise metal.
Well, somewhere they used the word halo, I thought.
Yes.
Halo type lighting.
Halo effect, because as I understood it, the LED is behind the metal material, and it's backlighting the metal material to give it a halo effect.
That's, yeah, they say internal white LED illumination to create halo.
Right.
So, right. I assume that the colors will be, you know, the colors that they show here.
Yeah, they're not
going
to be able to put a bright red one on there.
Thank goodness.
Well, it's an internal white LED illumination. That's what it says on the
So page. I would take it as going to be more of a cool color, like a bluish white, not a warm color.
Right. Right.
It's going to be cool color light. Okay.
Okay. So this one photo here that's imprinted, it is showing colors. But it's white.
Yeah, that's what it says in the scope.
All right.
Great. Okay. Any other questions about the signage? Okay. I make a motion that the signage to the Coca building, both the east wing, the west wing, and the north face of the lit up Coca, we approve those as this presented. Any comments, any additions?
I think we need a second.
Second.
Okay. Okay, I just want to ask a question first. If you don't like how it's worded, we could reword it, okay?
No, it's fine.
Okay, we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Christine. Okay, all those that agree, say aye.
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 Okay. Aye. Cliff, did you want to call a roll to make sure you heard everybody?
Just raise your hand, I'll go through. Yeah, I'll go through. Mr. Thank Carr?
Yeah.
Ms. Jacobson?
Yes.
Ms. Leach?
Yes.
Ms. Mackey Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Chilton?
Yes.
Mr. Andrews?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Accepted. Okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you. And now, since we've concluded our business, I'd like to turn it over to Alita, even though she is a new council member. I think it's vital that we hear what's going on with the council, and she can update us on all their news. Alita, go ahead. I can't hear
you. You're on mute.
Oh, she needs to unmute herself. Thank you.
Hey, go ahead, Alita. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. Just want to say that I'm glad to be a part of this commission, and hope that if you have any questions, you'll let me know. Happy to do the best I can to provide good information. So I kind of wanted to start with we've been talking about the new police station. And what, so in June, the space needs study was presented to council. And the space needs study said that the police station will fit into the annex. There were two proposals. One was for the courts and the police department to be in the same building. And the other proposal has the courts in the old library. So the proposal where the courts would be in the old library, it would also be council chambers, so that the council wouldn't be meeting on the fifth floor of City Hall where it's difficult to get to. This would make it more accessible. So those are the two plans that were presented to us for putting it back into the annex and also retrofitting the Trinity building to utilize in those purposes as well. Some members of council are would still like to explore building a new police station. So that's also being discussed. Although that wasn't part of this official space needs study, we've been given some rough parameters of the cost of both of those things. So putting the police station back into the annex and the Trinity building would be between 10 and 12 million. And building a new police station would be about 14 million. So the problem that I see with building a new police station at this point, unless new information comes to light, is that if we build a new police station for $14 million, we don't have any money to do anything with the annex and the Trinity building, because we've used all that money to build a new station. And, you know, we had the vote that said that we want to have a say in how these historic buildings are utilized. So, you know, I think that a lot of residents would not like to see those historic buildings just sit there for who knows how long, you know, and not be utilized. So that's kind of the problem that we're running into. Some members of council suggested moving some of the departments from City Hall into the annex instead, so that we'd still be utilizing the annex. But the problem I see with that is that we spent $10 million renovating City Hall and fitting these departments into City Hall. So it seems counterproductive to then move them from City Hall into a different building. So those are kind of the things that we've been discussing and where I'm seeing it right now. I'm still open to input and to, you know, having different perspectives, open avenues to different ways to do things. Another consideration is the city manager talks about wanting to have civilian oversight over the police, which means that the city manager, City Hall, should be in close proximity to the police department so that there can be that oversight and the police understand that they're a part of our community and that they're not apart. So that's another consideration. And I think that's all really for that issue. We're still discussing it. Nothing's been decided. We're still kind of split, and the council would like to have more discussion so that we can come to a more of a consensus.
I just have a couple questions for you, Leah. is the citizens' participation. Is that according to the Ferguson plan that's referenced in a lot of the council notes?
Well, the Ferguson plan says that this is how I understand it, and there may be more to it than I understand right now. But I do understand that the Ferguson report says to keep the courts and the police department separate.
Okay.
That it's just, it works better and it's more, I mean, I think that there have been some issues with having them in the same place.
How about the citizens' involvement with the police? Is that according to the Ferguson plan?
I'll have to find out about that. I don't have information on that.
Right.
That's a good question.
Alita?
Yeah.
There were some, I remember some discussion about, from citizens in Ward 3, that they would like the police station located in Ward 3 to perhaps have impact on crime and safety in that area. Was that any part of the discussion? In terms of relocating or not relocating?
Yes, we have discussed that. Where the other council members are proposing to put the police station right now is still in this. It's in the second ward. It's on the across from Mi Ranchito. So it's not that far from City Hall.
Isn't that on Kingsland?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
And so there hasn't been serious discussion about moving the whole department to a place further west, which would be more in the heart of the third ward. Some things that have been discussed are future satellite stations, so that we can put, you know, a satellite station in the heart of the third ward, and then have that ability to for citizens there to have immediate access. One of the things that, you know, we've kind of talked about and that I've thought about is that the police station is a physical structure, but the police actually do their work in the city. So, you know, their department is in their car, and they, you know, they go from there and interact with the community from their cars. And so the actual physical structure of the police department is not as pertinent to community interaction as it might seem. So, you know, that's just something to consider in the discussion.
If you do adopt that plan, would you still be renovating the annex and the old library?
Yes. So if we adopt the plan, you mean if we adopt the plan to
build a new police department?
Well, that's part of the dilemma, is that if we build a new police station, then we have to come up with, you know, 4 to 10 million. I mean, we don't know how much it would cost to renovate those, and we have to have a good purpose. So right now, there hasn't been really anything proposed that says, yes, this is the best purpose for the annex. This is what we can put in the annex. So that's kind of the dilemma. That's one of the dilemmas. Now, if we said, in order for the police to do the best job that they can do and to have all the equipment that they need, we have to build a new police station, that would be different. But this space needs study has determined that we can have a state-of-the-art police department with everything that they need by putting it back into the annex. So, of course, the most important thing is making sure that our police have what they need. And the space needs study says that they will have everything they need in the annex.
Okay. If you put the council chambers, as according to the minutes read, in the old library or a few other places, so you are separating the city from the police, is that like a phase 2 or 3 of this project, or where does that come on the list?
The project will be the annex and the Trinity building. It's all part of the same project, so it won't be a phase 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions about the police department?
You haven't made a decision yet. You're just still looking at options.
Yeah, we haven't made a decision. We would like to have more of a consensus, and there's still some different opinions about what we should do. So,
is there a time frame for that?
I haven't heard a time frame yet. The other thing, one other thing, is that the city manager has been given the go-ahead to do a financial analysis, so to determine what we can handle financially without having to go to the voters for a bond issue.
Okay.
So we're waiting for that information, and that will be, I think, part of our decision.
Okay. Anything else going on? How about the progress of the development of Costco and this Olive development? How's that coming along, or any other projects?
Yeah, so the other thing that's been going on is there have been a lot of new business proposals that we've been looking at. And also we've been talking about tax abatement, because there are several proposals coming to council that are asking for tax abatement. So we have had some discussion, and we've decided that we want to go back to what the city policy is for abatement. And we want to give that information to new projects that are asking for abatement, and then we can kind of figure out what level of abatement that these projects will get, you know, based on the need for the community, the level of blight, and that kind of thing. So that's one thing that we've been talking about. And then there's going to, you know, we've had an Instacare on Delmar proposed, two marijuana dispensaries, medical marijuana dispensaries, one in the Loop and one on Olive.
Okay.
And then, the I-70 development, the developer is really waiting on, he's still trying to acquire property so that we can move forward with that. And the progress is going well on that. It should be resolved. A lot of these properties should be resolved soon. The developer had to declare eminent domain on some of them that have been in court, but they're close to an agreement on a lot of those properties.
Okay.
So we're still kind of waiting for that, but the plan is still to, you know, wrap all the properties up by January and hopefully get started on that.
So you officially want to be building in the January or the early part of 21.
January is kind of the deadline. So okay. I'm not at least for acquiring properties. So hopefully soon after that.
Okay, weather related.
Alita, I have a question about the trolley and the tracks, and what's the status on that?
I have not heard an update since they opened for a short time. I know that they're still trying to stay in the game. So
I thought there was some deadline that if they were not operating that by a certain date, and I thought that was June, that they had to pull up the tracks.
I don't think that pulling up the tracks is a requirement. It may be that they, you know, that at some point they won't be getting certain kinds of funding, but I will find out more information about the current status of that, because I know that they're asking us to renegotiate something at this point. And, you know, we're reluctant to get into that. So we'll see what happens with that. And I'll report next month about the developments on the trolley.
And Council Member Klein, you probably wouldn't have been involved in this, because this was, and the only reason I know is because we got it. But I think to refer to Sandy's question, there was a conditional use permit that was issued with it. And part of the conditional use permit is if you ceased operation for so long, then in a sense you had to revert it back to its original state. And there, I think there was some bonding and some money put aside for that. So I think your question is pertaining to what are we going to do on that conditional use permit? I think the city right now is in kind of a wait and see mode in how we can address that. I think that's probably what your question was pertaining to.
Thanks, Cliff. Yeah, I think Cliff has a little bit more information on that than I do. So
yeah, those were long before you and I.
Yeah.
Long before you came.
Yeah, I had left.
I just had the file on the edge of my desk is the only reason.
So there's still some hope that they can be viable and will resume service. Is that the thinking?
I believe that's their hope.
They still have revenue coming in from their special taxing district. And I read somewhere not too long ago that they're accumulating that with the idea that they would be able to at least operate on weekends toward the end of the year around Christmas time.
I think it's all weather permitting, Ashley. I mean, if we get a lot of snow and ice,
right,
that'll have an effect on those tracks. Okay.
Yeah.
Alicia, I was wondering, I know low these many years, we have been trying to increase Washington University's contribution to the university city budget, given the number of properties they own that are untaxable, are taken off the rolls. I wondered if we had made any moves in that direction.
Things have been a little bit on hold in that department, but part of why they've been a little bit on hold is that we've been waiting for this report that came back in told us what their financial impact on the city is. And before they started this report, Washington University wanted to be a part of the study, but some of the members of council didn't want them to be a part of it because they would skew the questions, which, you know, they wanted the report to come out in a way that favored them, obviously. So we told them, no, they can't be the part, you know, participate in the way that they want to. And the report came out and told us what we already know, which is they're taking millions of dollars off our tax rolls. And they came back and said, well, we couldn't participate, so we don't know how valid this report is. So it was kind of like a, you know, they weren't allowing us to have a strong footing to stand on either way. You know, some of the things that we've talked about are maybe going through, you know, the student body and the parents who want their university to reflect progressive values, and helping them to understand that our city has a lot of needs, and a lot of them are social justice needs, and that Washington University puts a lot of put a lot of money into research, and they like to be out there as an institution that supports social justice issues, but then when it comes to really putting their resources into helping those issues, they don't seem to be as willing. So I think that's probably, you know, a viable option to explore is getting their student body and their parent and the parents involved in helping us to figure this out, to put some pressure on the stakeholders at Washington University.
Okay. Is the council considering that because they own quite a bit of property in University City and universities don't pay taxes, are they wanting to increase the income from taxes so they can do more? Is that a concern?
Increase the taxes.
The city wants to see more tax money coming in. So they have more money to pay out for projects, okay?
Yeah, and you know, with the shortfalls from COVID-19, that may become necessary. Right now, our budget is looking okay, but you know, and we would like to. We're hoping that Washington University doesn't take a lot more properties off of our tax rolls that make it even more difficult. So I haven't heard any discussion of moving forward with that right now, asking for more taxes, but
that's the spaces in the loop that seem to be up for lease, or they need to be renovated. Is anything moving forward with that, or are they just going to stay vacant at this point in time?
Well, I know that there were, maybe Cliff can talk more about this, but I know that there were some proposals for some of the empty buildings that the city owns in the loop.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that. I know we have Sinan's actually working with a broker, and there has been some interest on a couple businesses approaching him for our city buildings. And then I know there's been some interest that's come to me on private owners who have prospective tenants that are now looking to go into some of the private empty buildings. So there has been some interest, so we're kind of right now we're in working with interested parties to see if we can get them in there and get them the right fit. So you know, there is interest, nothing in stone at this point, but there is some showed interest in multiple vacancies in along the loop.
Cliff, is one of those buildings the building where Cicero's used to be? Because that sits in the historic plaza area, that building there.
Well, there's been interest in multiple buildings, and you know, I get calls all the time on that building for zoning inquiries of what can and cannot go in there. So what I would say is, yeah, that building along with others have had a significant number of inquiries at this time.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, Esley?
I was just saying that's good to hear.
Yeah, that is good to hear. And it is of my opinion, and probably everybody else's, that the True Hotel will be going into the Del Mar Harvard location. Is that correct?
Yes. We're waiting to make a final contract. There have been a few negotiations with parking, just making sure that there's enough parking. Mm-hmm. And so that's really the last thing to approve, and then it should go through.
Is any of the comments or suggestions that our commission that we had when we talked about it a few months ago, is any of that going to be incorporated into the exterior design and layout of that True Hotel?
Well, I know that they did update a few things, and so, you know, I'm not sure if you've seen those updates or not.
I have not.
Yeah.
I think we need to see those, Alita.
Okay.
What I can tell you is with the plan development, the two concepts that you reviewed at the last meeting that you were all comfortable with, those have been included within that plan development. So yeah, they're pretty consistent with what you had reviewed before. But
why don't you just keep update us, and I'll send us another just so we can make sure about that. I'd appreciate that.
Sure.
Okay. Seemed to be kind of a sticking point since we're tearing down an historic building, okay? And also, how does it look in the plaza area?
Yeah, and Esley and Frank also met with the developer and gave him some suggestions based on historic standards.
Mm-hmm, great.
Yeah.
How are those received, though?
Yeah.
Do you want to speak to that, Esley?
Well, I said that I would like to see the cornice restored on the Harvard building, because right now it's just a flat concrete strip. But if you look at the old photographs, it was a classical cornice.
Sure.
And they had not thought of that, and they were rather startled that I suggested it. So I'm sure they hadn't considered that.
Did they act like they wanted to incorporate that essay, or they just didn't say anything?
Just said, we'll see what we can do.
See what they can do. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, something's better than nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me brought it to their attention. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they appreciate all the input, so they seem pretty receptive.
Oh, good.
Good.
Yeah.
Anything else? I noticed a few signs on Del Mar Boulevard as you go west towards West U City. Is there something new that's going down that would be close to the corner of Old Bonham and Del Mar? That's another area where there's commercial development. Is there something going on there?
Well, there are three proposals for that area, and those are the projects that I was telling you were asking for abatement.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. One is the Crown Center is just, it's already there, and they're going to tear down one of those buildings and put a new one there.
Yeah, that's over there, closer to 170, right?
Yeah. Yeah, is that the area you're talking about, or are you talking
about? Well, I'm also talking east of there, at the corner of Old Bonham and Del Mar, okay? We have a pasta house, we have University City Gardens, which is vacant now, and there's another building on the north side that is vacant next to the pizza place. I'm wanting to know if there's anything that's going to change that corner.
The only thing I know about is the pasta house. The pasta house is going to be a Instacare. That's the only one that I know about. I don't know.
That's an Instacare.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're losing a restaurant and gaining an Instacare.
Yeah.
Okay. what about the old gas station, which was the University Gardens thing? What is that going to be? That's vacant right now, and it doesn't look very good. Okay.
I haven't heard anything about that property, so hopefully we'll hear something soon.
Okay. Cliff, have you had anybody inquire about anything on that corner?
At the University Gardens?
That or whatever's going on the north side of the street, you know.
The University Gardens, I've had a couple calls with people on interest. I put them in touch with each other. So I know there's a prospective business that's talking to them there.
Okay. Anything else, Alita?
That's all I have, unless you have any other questions.
Anybody have any questions?
Yes, I do.
Thanks, Bill. Go ahead.
Councilmember Klein, I just wanted to talk to you about appointments to the HPC.
Yes.
Okay, my term is expired. And we have seven members. We've had seven at least for 8 years. This commission has nine members. So I think right now you have three appointments to make.
Okay, yeah, we talked about that at council meeting.
Okay. Good. Do you have applications for that?
Not yet. But we'll start working on that because that's really a priority to get people. So, Christine, are you leaving or I think you were up for...
No, it was Donna Marin. Donna Marin is, who's not here tonight.
Right.
Up to be replaced. Okay.
Okay. So they told me that, or it's on the thing that you were up for reappointment, Christine, and you want to.
I would love to be reappointed. That would be great. I really do feel that the contribution of the architects on this commission is invaluable, and if we can encourage, you know, the vacancies to be filled. By architects, and I'm sure Bill and Donna may know of others who are living in University City, but I think it would be very important to get, you know, people other than, I mean, I'm a very interested citizen, but my qualifications are highly limited when it comes to engineering and architecture, so I'd ask that you keep that in mind.
Well, I know that the requirements are two architects.
Yes.
More is better.
Well, if anyone has recommendations, I think we would appreciate it. I think I only have to appoint one member, and their other council members have to appoint the other ones. But if you know of any other architects or people
I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt. I will note that I have reached out to an architect, Ward 1 resident, but somebody right around the corner from me, and strongly encouraged her to apply. So we shall see.
Great.
Do you have a name for that, Robert, or do you want to share that?
Since they have not yet said they will apply, I don't really want to disclose at the time. So we shall see.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
We're not above bribery.
Thank you for that. Esley, do you have a comment?
No.
Esley used to be one of our commission members. Cliff, I have a question for you. Since Esley was a commission member, now he's off, can he reapply?
I'll have to evaluate the rules. You know, if he was not reappointed because he had served his two terms, my initial thought is no, he would not be able to. But I guess what I got to verify is that two consecutive terms or just two terms within a time frame?
Okay.
That I would have to review.
I did serve two consecutive terms, but I've been off for over a year.
And that's what I'm wondering, if once you're gone for so long, if it somehow resets the shot clock, so to speak, for you.
All right.
That's a good question. Any more questions with anybody? If not, I propose that we close the meeting, come call to order, and meet next month. Do I have a second on that? Guess I don't need one. Cliff, I think we are going to wrap up the meeting for the evening.
Thank you all. Y'all stay safe, and I'll follow up with you.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Donna. Thanks, Cliff.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, all.
Bye.